Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. The
Score! I don't have a horn.
This is what we get for being chatty during the break. I'm like, oh, wait, we still have show to do. Thanks to our guests. Thanks to Clay Harbor for coming in. Thanks to Mark Grody. I'm forgetting somebody. Who am I forgetting?
You said Paul Chargian?
No, Charge.
Was
thank the Pope you for
on
Charge.
Today?
Was Russ on talking about all the ladies that follow him on Instagram?
Whoa,
Wait, what?
Y'all didn't see this post? Oh, it was all part of the group chat.
Yes, I did.
Talk to me.
He was looking at the numbers, Marshall.
I replied him and said that was a thirst trap because even though it was 100%.
Of course it was.
He's like, thanks all the women for following me.
So what you're saying is there's now statistical evidence that shows that the thirst traps are thirst traps and have paid off.
Yeah, he is according to the numbers, 45% of his followers are women.
Meat.
Thanks.
Is that why they're following?
Thanks to Robbie Triano, Ray Diaz, and Brandon Fryer for helping out. Thanks to Jacob Stutz, Max Curtis, and Connor O'Donnell. And by the way, thanks to Wildfire. When we have breaking news on The Score, it is brought to you by Wildfire. Wildfire restaurants are celebrating 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. Transition is brought to you by Old Republic Kitchen and Bar. Ice cold beer, legendary food. Russ in the unintentional, intentional thirst trap is hilarious because it's like, we know what you're doing.
I to be Russ, man, like that's the goal, right? You be young, you're
too late.
You're good looking.
Too
and,
late.
And you're rich.
I don't mean for you, but well, yeah, I guess
he's
I do.
Not rich. He's wealthy. Get it right.
Yeah, yeah.
That's worse. That's better.
That's what I try to tell him all the time. Like, man, solo. I want to be like you when I grow up.
Solo.
I tell him I want to be like you when you grow up is what I tell him.
Cause, yeah.
You know, your prime is going to be better than my prime was.
So. He's out here living life, just like jumping on the internet, being like, hey, I appreciate all you ladies that are following your boy. And if you want to hit them DMs, you can just do that.
Is that what he said?
No.
Because if he did, that'd be amazing.
It was implied.
Oh, it was implied. All right. I got to go check out this post.
The way
you summarized it perfectly.
Robbie?
Look, he's a simp.
Those descriptions of his life, they sound good if you're into that.
Oh,
can I
hater.
Offer you? Can I offer you middle-aged, acceptable looking, and, you know, mostly comfortable with a mildly petulant teenager? How about that?
I think
wait,
that sounds
who's the
good.
Teenager? Is it the man or is it the teenager?
It's my guy who needs braces.
Aww.
Dental plan.
Dental plan.
Lisa needs braces.
Robin needs braces.
Still the talk of the hallways. But yeah, you know, so I can't achieve the Russ Dorsey archetype, but I got my own.
What are you talking about? You're charismatic.
I got my own archetype. I don't know.
I've seen you perform. Middle-aged. Not like that, just on stage.
Middle-aged, acceptably attractive, vaguely comfortable, well, with a petulant
scene.
Speaks, I feel like you're working on your DILFness right now. That's what this is about.
Yeah, there it is.
No, Marshall, just flattery might get you a t-shirt.
And then you're like, have you seen my charismatic child?
I look at the midday show and just think, what's going on here? I mean, between Marshall,
yeah,
and Russ, yeah, and yeah, Clay, what's going on here? That's a lot of handsome that's showing up on middays.
Beef, it's what's for middays.
I'm just saying.
It used to be for dinner, now it's just for middays.
And then they add in a little Silver Fox action. Here's Mark Grody. You know what I'm saying?
I saw Mark out
it's
of
a
the
tough life for me.
Mark at Tributosaurus with two ladies. He was.
He told us about that pre. You know, we never got the report on the back end, did we?
No, we did not.
Yeah. We had to bring that up tomorrow.
We did not.
Yeah, Alex, two ladies. He had two ladies with him.
He told us about it beforehand.
You know,
yeah.
And in life, I'm a wing woman. That's what happens when you work with a lot of men all the time. And you know what? I'm happy to be the wing woman in life to these individuals.
Good skills in that regard.
Yeah.
So what do you got to do? Further the conversation and then back out.
Well,
right?
Yeah. And just like, you know,
and talk your guys up.
And you mentioned legitimate things. Like, yeah, Marshall and I have worked together for 10 years. Or yeah, Russ is, you know, he's been promoted
Russ
a couple
is
times,
really and, wealthy. That's what I tell people when
and
we
I'm
go out.
And I'm always like, I always enjoy talking to Russ, blah, blah, blah. Because everybody loves somebody you can enjoy talking to.
Let's be honest. If you're decent looking and you have enough money to lead with money, just lead with money. I promise that'll work.
That's what happens when he rolls up.
People who are attractive.
When people who tried to do that with me when I was better looking, I was like, this is lame and I don't care.
Yeah, you're like, the exception to the rule then. Let me just tell you, as someone who's been out there in those
because all women only
streets,
care about that?
Streets. No, not all. I'm saying you're the exception.
It depends on the target, Marshall. Like, Christine thought I worked at Office Max, and when she said yes to our first date. Like she
did. Did you work at Office Max?
She's like,
wait, why
does
she think you worked at Office Max?
You have a red shirt on at Office Max?
For some reason, she thought that. She like heard something wrong in the translation.
Did you guys meet at Office Max?
No. We met at a Tributo show. So she knew I was a musician, but she thought I also worked at Office
Max. Oh, she thought your day job was at Office Max.
Yeah, she thought that was my day job. And she's like, all right, that's okay. I'll still go out on a date with that man.
Trying to get a free office chair out of you.
Because you're charismatic. I was telling you about your performance skills. And then you're like, I don't have these skills. And I'm like, yes, you do.
I think Marshall's onto it, and I've been bringing home a case of paper every week.
just a ream of paper. Just
hey, babe, here's that ream of paper.
Hey, just know if you stay with me, we've got paper like, for
it
life.
It doesn't have to be a standard notepad. I'll bring you legal notepads.
Yeah, baby, we got new staplers in.
This is my friend, Matt, and not only is he great at I love going to his shows, but you know, every now and then he'll give us free office supplies.
You bet. You bet. I got your toner right here.
I really enjoyed that. I really enjoyed the graph paper you loaned me earlier.
Did I loan you graph paper?
Yeah, it was really handy.
I don't remember that. Did I really do
that? That's me being a wing woman.
Oh, I see.
That's like when you see the comments and then somebody's like saying something.
You've been out the game for a while,
so it's okay.
You know how I do, Ray?
I got nothing.
Yeah, Ray knows.
No, Ray knows that I'm a wing woman.
Oh, yeah.
As a Hall
I've
of Fame.
I've seen it in action.
As a Hall of Fame
wingman. I'm here to support my people.
I'm here to support anybody that needs the support. I'm here to lay it out. I love the idea that two people in 2025 can still meet and fall in love, but I'll wing you in all things. I'll wing you in business, friendship.
I'm with you, Marshall.
Love, lust, whatever you got going on. I can get you to the finish line.
I'm here to help you out. I want you to live out your dreams.
I gotta say, man, it's the first time I've ever been married to someone or really with someone who loves sports as much as she does. It makes our lives easier. Like to have somebody who's actually like, oh yeah, I'll watch that game. Absolutely.
There's no bickering. There's no fighting. There's no
Let's
argument.
Go ahead and put that on. I mean, every once in a while, I'll put it on the second screen, put it on the iPad, you know, and we'll like watch
And sometimes
else.
With her, you gotta reel her back in because she is Mrs. Cubs.
It's true.
You gotta reel her back in.
Gets
What's the most outlandish thing she's ever said about the Cubs where you're like, oh...
literally this just happened. We were talking at lunch. I was like explaining how some people are unhappy that Shota Imanaga's gone, but I think that it was the right thing to do. And she's like, oh, thanks for your call. And Dad's like, because that's usually my line with her. That's usually my line with her.
I love that.
That's outstanding.
Like, I'll shut her down and be like, thanks for your call. She shut me down today. It was pretty fun.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I love amazing. Running into her after games, too. It's so much fun.
Oh, you guys hung at Sluggers one time, didn't you?
A couple times. That's amazing. To Sluggers.
Thanks for your call. She hit you with.
Actually, you know what? I feel like getting a couple swings. I need to get to Sluggers sometime soon. I haven't swung a bat in over a year.
I've Robbie never swung there to the cages, so Sluggers. Let me know. I'll come through.
We got to go. It's fine. Even I've hit a ball there.
As in you made contact.
Oh, no. To right field. Let's go.
Let's go. Let's
what
go.
Up with it? Multiple times. In a skirt.
Yeah. Little score sluggers.
Are you right-handed or left-handed?
Right-handed.
Okay.
So there it is, huh?
Oppo Taco, like, that's big time. Like, that's where you can make a lot of money.
That's the only part of the field I could hit to.
That works, though. That moves runners first to third.
If you shift on me, it's over, and I'll be out.
They outlawed the shift, so you're good. At least the full shift.
Nah, I think if you got range, it's probably still okay. It's still enough.
Schwarber's still hitting through the shift?
No, Schwarber also hits the ball up.
Yeah, he hits it high.
He hits it very high. Yeah, he hits it over the shift
really
a lot.
I don't really do that, but, you know, I was just happy to make contact.
Goes through every shift. Lawrence, did you ever end up watching the show, the Abbott Elementary, that Schwarber was on?
Yeah, I saw that episode.
I never ended up seeing the episode.
It was really good.
It's a really good show, period. But
I know it's a good show. And they had planned to film live in Philly that night. And then he went ahead and hit 4 home runs.
That was a crazy game. Yeah.
It's crazy.
What was the episode where they played juvenile for Cheryl Lee Ralph to get like?
No, it wasn't for her. It was for the principal.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, they had to send Ava in there so she could, you know, get her swag. She had become a little too corporate, and they were like, "Hey, we know what to do." And then they put juvenile on, and she was like, "Nope, it's not gonna get me. It's not gonna get me."
The 99 and 2000 is gonna come for you.
And then the twerking happened. And we were all happy.
It was like a reset button. It was like really kicking the reset button on the front of the Nintendo like Spiegel will try to do, even though the actual Nintendo won't be in here.
When is that happening?
Ask your guy.
Hello. I'm ready.
You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. You want to go? When do you want to go? When do you want to play that?
We'll talk about this offline because we can't even.
I think that Connor should be a part of that conversation.
Yeah, that's
you
what
guys
I'm saying.
Should make
we'll
it happen next
offline.
Week.
Yes. Connor O'Donnell, I like it. I thought you meant Connor Onion, because do we need a play-by-play person now?
No.
Who's doing play-by-play?
Well, I was going to do it. Layla and I could be a pretty good play-by-play team, so we could do that and also make fun of you guys and, you know, have it play out the way that we promised people for damn near 6 months.
Yeah, well, if Marshall stops ducking me, we're good.
Can we be the play-by-play team from Dodgeball?
Absolutely.
Wasn't that Jason Bateman and the dude from Talladega Nights?
Chicago's own, Gary
Isn't
Cole.
Isn't he an Illinois State guy?
I think he is, actually. I think Gary Cole
is. He another
is.
Illinois State Hall of Famer? Is it Gary
them.
Cole, Brody, and Ronji?
And Sean Hayes.
Don't
forget about my girl,
Krista
Ruck.
Interesting Hall of Fame.
Yeah, shout out to Krista Ruck. That's my homie right there. That's the only person that's allowed to call me Little Lawrence. She's the only one.
She does call you Little Lawrence.
Yeah, because I was her intern.
She's like, "How's Little Lawrence?"
Yeah, I'm a grown-ass man now.
He's just a baby.
But when I walked in the door there, I was Little Lawrence. And so I'm a huge fan of hers. That's my homie. She's good people.
She is.
Knows her stuff.
What was the name of Bateman's character in Dodgeball? I can't remember.
The other guy's name was Cotton, because he kept being like, that's a bold move, Cotton.
That's a bold move. Let's see how it pays off.
And he, Pepper Brooks.
Pepper.
And he was a...
Connor and Pepper.
Pepper was like a former Dodgeball champion, and if you pay close attention, had a Dodgeball with flames tattooed on his neck.
Yeah. The crazy thing about Dodgeball is... Like, I remember when it came out, and I saw it in the theater, and it was such a good time, but I was like, this is a shocking movie that I'm seeing in the theater right now, because it was so wild. And now we see wild stuff all the time.
Yeah, but I will, that's a stop and watch for me, wherever I catch it. And it's great, because it's only like 90 minutes long.
Yeah.
And it always, whenever we talk about Dodgeball, it gives us the opportunity to ask Layla about that time that she actually ran into Lance Armstrong.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So another story. I'm sorry. I was getting a Bears injury report. Do you guys want this?
No, sure. Well, I'd rather hear the Lance Armstrong story.
Oh, you.
We'll get to the injury report.
Oh, yeah, because I was crossing the street, and he went by, like, super fast, and I hear this voice, the light's green for me, not you. And I was like, you're not Lance Armstrong. And in the background, I heard, yes, I am. And I'm like, oh, crap.
That's hilarious.
It was him. I thought I was being funny, and... Touche, Lance Armstrong.
I think you were being funny.
As white good man would say, touche.
How do you sleep at night?
Okay,
you live with yourself. And I can.
Oh, that's it. That's Lance Armstrong in his documentary admitting that he can sleep with himself just fine.
How do you sleep at night, right? Can you live with yourself? And I can.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's wealthy, like
the
Russ
street
Doerr.
Was no,
because he's a sociopath, Marshall. Yeah,
and the street was empty. See, like, damaged, come on, you're still supposed to yield to me as a walker.
He damaged thousands of people's lives, and he doesn't care. Doesn't care. Defrauded a nation.
I think if he was poor, he might care more, though.
You're hung up on the dollars right now.
I've seen how this works. In society, in polite society.
Oh, man. Well, good luck sleeping at night to you when you get rich.
He can sleep.
He has no problem.
I mean...
Absolutely no problem.
I am looking at the Illinois State alum page.
Okay.
It's pretty spectacular.
Go on.
Selena Johnson, the singer from Chicago, who's awesome. Richard Roper, Dan Rohn, Krista Ruck, Gary Cole... Like, this is a pretty... LaRoyce Hawkins, Sean Hayes. That's a good list of people.
It's pretty strong for a fairly
Jane
small
Jane Lynch, John Malkovich.
Jane
wow. Lori Metcalf.
John Malkovich.
That's right.
Before
Gary Sinise founded Steppenwolf, a bunch of the actors met down there.
Craig Robinson, Tim Russ.
Wow.
You know Tim Russ from Spaceballs saying, we ain't found. That's him. He's also on Star Trek for Forever. Chris Ranji and Mark Rohde. They're not on the notable alumni pages, but they are Hall of Famers.
Everybody knows it's Dodge, Duck, Dip, Dive, and Dodge.
You said that yesterday on the show. I laughed.
Did I?
Yeah.
I blacked out.
I just know if you can avoid a wrench, you can avoid a dodge
ball. You can dodge a wrench. You can dodge a ball.
Yeah, it says Patches O'Houlihan.
That's one of the things that I would love to give that movie credit for, because the sounds... that the wrenches made when it hit people was absolutely spectacular. And Justin Long, his acting in those moments was great. Although I guess it's true that Stiller hit his wife in the face with the ball. Like, that was legit.
In the face!
Like, that was legit.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah.
Lately, you got me thinking about the Bears injury report, and I have found my way to it now.
TJ Edwards has too many things.
Yeah, that's the did not practice.
That's not enough. That's too many stuff.
That's the one I don't like. The did not practice for TJ Edwards is concerning with the hand and the hamstring.
It's multiple.
Yeah, Josh Blackwell still with a concussion and a did not practice is also concerning. Joe Tooney, but that just says rest, so he's going to be all right.
I think they're doing that for him.
Old.
Yeah. NIR.
Yeah, and then non-injury, right. And then there's a few other limiteds that did not practice yesterday, like Kevin Byard and DJ Moore, Roma Dunze, and Roshan. But
they're on the way back. The limited guys I get excited about. Me too. This is not 2 days in a row of just you can't practice.
But TJ Edwards, 2 days in a row with a DNP doesn't feel great. Does not feel great.
Also, like hand/hamstrings. So which one is taking you out?
Mm-hmm.
Let's hope that he finds his way to limited tomorrow. That would be great.
So he could have like a broken hand? Is it? Because they said he's got a club, right?
Yeah, he's probably getting fitted for the club.
Hey, that was a very effective anti-theft device.
I still see people with it, and I'm like, I'm not mad at you at all for having that.
I used to use it.
Also works as a weapon.
And then I would take the face off of the stereo, and I thought I was cool.
Ray knows what I'm talking about, because every now and again, you gotta, you know, people be trying to get at you. You gotta swat them with it.
Ray doesn't strike me as a particularly violent man.
He's like the nicest person in the world. Ray is the nicest person. Speaking of nice people, this one we've got planned for our show.
Boo!
Jared Payton's going to join us at 2:45, he's and now you're man. On the record booing him.
I didn't boo Jared. I booed nice people.
Ian O'Connor is going to give us a sneak peek into the Giants and their very interesting quarterback.
Yeah, and Ian's a legendary New York sports writer with a deep history of NFL, and he thinks very highly of Jackson Dart.
Mark Grody is going to join us at 4. Categories is back.
Let's
at
go!
4:25 today. Speaks is going to host, and apparently he's now outsourcing categories to Porth.
Just the printing of them,
which
Lawrence.
I think is interesting.
Just the printing, so, just the facilitation.
It starts with the printing.
So get ready for Nashville Predators stuff for categories. And Cincinnati Bearcat.
Who is Pecorine?
Don't forget the Reds.
Yeah, it's true.
Y'all remember when Bob Huggins was in charge of Cincinnati?
Chris Sabo had a good
I remember when he got fired because I was there.
Y'all remember Bobby Brannon and his tattoo back in the day? Mm. Yeah. So that's what we're going to do on today's show. But when we come back, we had a really interesting conversation with Mark Grody. I know you guys did, too, about what Ryan Poles had to say.
I just yelled at him.
Now that we had the chance to, like, let it digest a little bit, I think there's some stuff that we might want to go back to. So we're going to do that after Tantney's Open, which is next here on The Score.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.